25th anniversary of Arunachala Ashrama, Nova Scotia, Canada. On Sunday, August 31, Arunachala Ashrama, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi Center in Nova Scotia, Canada, observed its 25th anniversary. The temple, Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram, was full to capacity as devotees traveled from the US and different parts of Canada to assist in the preparations and join the activities scheduled for that day. Vegetables from the ashrama garden were harvested and many lady devotees tirelessly prepared dishes to serve guests. Even to mention the names of all the selfless workers would not adequately recognize the rare virtues of kindness, generosity, devotion, cheerfulness, and humility demonstrated on that day. Bhagavan alone can and will vouchsafe to them their well-deserved rewards. Srimati Susila Ramanan, the wife of the president of Sri Ramanashramam, kindly accepted our invitation, flew from Detroit and participated in the function. With her versatile voice, she engaged the rapt attention of all the devotees by singing the Tamil songs of Saranagati Ramaswamy. His song Saranagati has long since become a classic among the devotees of Sri Maharishi. Bhajans, talks and pujas were followed by prasad, a full meal served to all the guests and devotees. A special photo of the master was printed to mark this occasion and it was distributed free to all the devotees that day. Altogether, 1,000 of these prints were sent complimentary to devotees around the world. The following talk is given by Dennis Hattel. He has been a member of the Nova Scotia Ashrama since its inception 25 years ago. Today, we are observing the 25th anniversary of Arunachala Ashrama in Nova Scotia, and to understand this ashrama in a larger context, I would like to describe to you something of its origin, its ideals, and ultimate purpose in today's society. Although Arunachala Ashrama is dedicated to Sri Ramana Maharishi, who shed his body in 1950, its actual origin precedes his birth and extends far into antiquity. This ashrama represents the ideals and thoughts expressed in the words and accents of numerous saints, mystics, sages, and great spiritual personalities who lived on every continent of this earth down through the ages. It has been our constant endeavor to stir up these same pure aspirations in our own hearts to actually live them and experience their fulfillment. And to my mind, in this 20th century, there is no greater manifestation of all these qualities than in the life and teachings of Sri Ramana Maharishi. That is, no doubt, the reason I have dedicated my life to his ashrama here in the West. Following the events leading to the founding of this ashrama, we travel back in time to 1941 and shift our attention from the rolling hills and quiet pastures of the Annapolis Valley to the distant hill station of Darjeeling in the Himalayan mountains. It was here that Bhagavat Prasad Singh, while working as a teacher and principal of the Himachala Hindi Bhavan School, first glimpsed a photograph of Sri Ramana Maharishi and read about his life and teachings. Right then he knew that the Maharishi was his guru and wished to fly off to Tiruvannamalai to sit at his feet, but circumstances dictated otherwise. Nevertheless, Bhagavat had always believed that that person would be his guru, with whom he never had to voice a single question and whose very presence and grace could be experienced from wherever he lived. He discovered these qualities manifested in Sri Ramana Maharishi. Even now, 56 years later, Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, as he later became known, never tires of expressing the peace and bliss that inundates his heart by the simple remembrance of the sage of Arunachala. Due to his advanced age, he is now 85, and weakness, he is sorry that he is unable to travel up here to participate in today's program. In 1947, just after the independence of India, Bhagavat traveled to America for graduate studies. He studied and worked in the US for about 10 years, returned to India for 18 months, and when visiting Sri Ramanashram in 1960, was encouraged by Arthur Osborne to hold meetings in Sri Ramana's name when he returned to America. From these meetings that began in New York City in 1961, Arunachala Ashrama Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi Center was founded. By the late 1960s, Bhagavat was inspired to open an ashrama where serious sadhakas could practice and teachings of the Maharishi in a quiet country setting. Out of that inspiration, this ashrama was founded in 1972. Of course, there is a lengthy story as to how we came all the way up here from New York. For that story, see the Maharishi, Volume 7, Number 4. But now, I would like to move on to what I foresee for the future of this ashrama. To begin with, it is important to understand what exactly is Sri Ramana Maharishi's place in historical sense, or his actual place in the spiritual heritage of mankind. Genuineness, or a thing of true and lasting value, must not only withstand the test of time, it also must enable individuals from every generation to irrevocably prove its inherent worth. It has only been about 50 years since the Maharishi shed his mortal frame. Obviously, we do not see millions lining up to view his tomb. We do not read about his life and teachings in the newspapers here, or see his image broadcast across the multimedia of our day. Does that mean that his contribution to mankind has been forgotten? No, it hasn't. The truth is that the mainstream of the present-day society may never know anything of Sri Ramana Maharishi. They also may never stop to question, what is death? Does life have an ultimate meaning and purpose? What is the greatest good? And what is the greatest happiness? And who am I? The vast majority of people will never investigate these matters deeply. But for those who sincerely do, the life and teachings of the sage of Arunachala will shine forth like the effulgent rising sun after the long dark night of sadness and confusion. In dedicating the last 25 years of my life to serving those seeking to know more about the life and teachings of the Maharishi, I clearly see that almost 50 years after his passing, Sri Ramana's influence is steadily growing throughout the world. Centers dedicated to him have sprung up in India and many other countries on every continent. I daily receive mail, telephone calls, and email from inquiries from all corners of the globe. As more and more aspirants come to experience the efficacy of his teachings and the power of his grace, I have no doubt that 100 years from now, vast numbers of spiritual aspirants from all countries and all religions will come to know, love, and respect the unique qualities found in the silent sage of Arunachala. The Maharishi left us for a very direct path to experience the ultimate spiritual truth. He did not start a new religion, but emphasized the essential truth in all religions. He never desired that seekers should change their religion or give up whatever spiritual practice they may be doing. He simply wanted all of us to look deeply within ourselves and discover the essence of our being. From his experience, he knew that if once this is found, unalloyed happiness universal vision and all goodness would follow. Similarly, we here at Arunachal Ashrama desire that everyone only look deeper into themselves to understand the simple unity underlying each one of us. It is this message of unity and the experience of our eternal essence, the Divine Self, that has for 25 years sustained and nourished Sri Ramana Maharishi's ashrama here in Bridgetown, Nova Scotia, Canada. When the sage was born in 1879, and by coincidence, it is the same year this temple building was built, his mother was attended to by a blind midwife. It was said that just at the moment of delivery, this blind lady saw a dazzling light flash before her. No one else saw it. How could it be seen by others? It was not a physical light. Similarly, the Maharishi's light today is not physical. It is an inner light. It is a light of pure awareness that illumines our consciousness when we still the restless mind and allow it to sink effortlessly into the heart. There, in the peace and joy of pure awareness, all differences cease to exist, all religions become one, all existence unite in the simple but supreme joy of self-awareness. To live in this state is a real life. To ignore its quiet, consistent tapping at our door of awareness is death. This is Maharishi's message to us. And as I have lived all these years in his ashrama, as his simple-minded servant, with my sincere warmth and affection, I am passing it on to you. Thank you.